This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition, broadcasting from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. And to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery, and our Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers out there tonight. We thank them for keeping America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take advantage of all the little things we have over there for you to see. All right, joining us right now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag. Of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, some great news that came out, justice and truth in the American way, and that's about our Navy Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, who was acquitted of the most serious murder charges that were up against him. And I guess he was acquitted, found guilty on just one charge for which he will be sentenced or has been sentenced. I don't know if that's actually accurate to say yet, which was taking a picture with a dead combatant.
That's right, Captain. The charge of taking a picture with the dead terrorist, he's something that he essentially admitted to, because he admits he's in the photograph that was presented. The particular sentence for that, as I understand, could be up to about 4 months, but he's already evidently spent more time awaiting trial.
9 months.
That's right. So likely he won't see any jail time for that. But you're right, Captain, it's a day of celebration for he and his wife, his family, as he has been acquitted on the charge of murdering the 17-year-old terrorist in Mosul in 2017.
Well, there was a lot of interest, especially down here in my state, Florida, over this, because Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher was the senior team leader on the team that my good friends Billy and Karen Vaughn, their son Aaron Vaughn, was killed on. And he was, of course, aboard the helicopter Extortion 17. Gallagher went one direction with that and was not on the helicopter. And he was, in fact, with a backup team that was coming, I believe, to take care of whatever it was that they were going to reinforce the other team that was going in there. But there was plenty of interest down here in Florida over that because of that reason, as well as around the country, because we all felt he was getting railroaded because of the details that came out, not only about the prosecutors being corrupt and some of the things they were doing, but also the commanding officer, the guy that sat behind the desk that was back behind the scenes, that apparently had a bug or a spur in his butt about these senior chief petty officers, which in the Navy, if you know anything about the Navy, anything about the Army, the senior NCOs run the outfits. They run the outfits.
Well, sure. And then there was some talk as well that the others who were serving with him, that they were not fond of him for some reason, and that they were willing to kind of create this this whole issue.
But he was what you call a hard charger, and some guys just don't like that.
Exactly right. And I've heard it described as some who might be looking to do their time, but get out and get in the industry, that kind of thing. And so, but you're right, the hard charging, that's exactly how he was described. And so, again, acquitted of these terrible charges.
Now, the second thing that's popped up is little old AOC is chiming in and making all kinds of comments about stuff that's going on the border. And here's a little short montage of the Democrats that were down there talking about what they saw.
I will never forget the image of being in a cell and seeing 15 women, tears coming down their faces as they talked about being separated from their children, about having no running water.
One of the women said that she was told by an agent to drink water out of the toilet.
There were times when I walked through these facilities and I was enraged, and there were times when I walked through this facility and I was brought to my knees in tears.
What we saw today was unconscionable.
Wow. First of all, the way those jail things are set up, those sinks and the toilets, they're all one thing. The sink is above, the toilet's below. But there's no water in the toilet. The water is in the sink. Hello.
Right. Well, so either she completely misinterpreted the entire thing.
That's it.
Yeah, or she made it up, or she's trying to...
That's it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and so it's really very, very sad, Captain, of course, because, you know, there are other groups. There's a group of Latino pastors, I understand, that
That's
also
right.
toured the same facility on the same day. They actually said they did not find any deplorable conditions.
No.
Or lack of these kinds of amenities. It's just absolute. I mean, talk about unconscionable. You know, she's trying evidently to stir up some kind of thing, again, uh-huh. made up out of whole cloth.
And would you believe these Latino pastors over AOC? I think so.
I would.
Yeah. All right. Well, hang on. Okay, folks, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back from that break, we'll have more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. So I'm going to let Dave Moss take us out here, Junior. Go ahead, Junior.
Moss Family Automotive is the proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss, Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location, including Moss Nissan and now Moss Family Chevrolet.
Buy a shotgun.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, father and son operation that operate out of Seattle, Washington. And good morning, gentlemen. I believe you're listening to me right now up there on Megatalk Radio, AM 920 and AM 1400 in Seattle and Spokane and Tacoma. By the way, I've been using Relief Factor myself for just about 3 years now. And my big problem, my enemy, is arthritis. And I was taking prescription drugs, Mobic and Flexeril. Now, anybody that's taken that for a long period of time knows that after a while, it has some side effects to it that'll catch up to you. It was making me a little bit woozy, and I can't be woozy in the business I'm doing, nor can I be out on the highway driving around starting to think about, being woozy. So I stopped taking it. And I told my doctor, I says, well, I'm going to try taking a leave because that's the strongest stuff I can take without a prescription. How much of this can I take a day? And he says, well, don't take more than 6. And if you do, take 2 in the morning, 2 at lunchtime, 2 at supper time, and always take it with a meal. So I did. Well, the side effects of that is you can have internal bleeding. And I said, no, I don't think I want to do that. So about 3 years ago, along comes Relief Factor. I started to take it. I started out just the way everybody does with the starter pack, $19.95. I took it, and it works for me. Now, all I can tell you is that it worked for me, and I have arthritis. So if you're in pain, if you have joint discomfort, if you've got muscle discomfort, that sort of stuff, why don't you try this? All you got to lose is the pain. $19.95 is what it costs to take the 3-week starter pack, and if that doesn't work for you, then cancel it. You won't get it shipped to you automatically afterwards. That's Relief Factor, and you can get it by going to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that great big logo link that's there on the homepage, or go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Take advantage of the $19.95 starter pack, and I'm telling you, you'll be glad you did. It worked for me. It'll work for you. All right. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, the White House dropped their bid yesterday to add the citizenship question to the census because there, quite frankly, wasn't enough time to do that and be able to get the census printed and out to the public.
Well, that's right. That has to be done right now in order to be there on time. But of course, there's all kinds of different reasons why they might want to challenge that. However, there's no doubt it would be an uphill climb. This question did exist in the census. We understand back in the 1950s and was taken out. But there are some pretty specific rules of how the census is done, starting, of course, first with Article 1, Section 2 in the Constitution, and then amended by the 13th and 14th Amendments, and I believe some other congressional acts by making new statutes as we went along. But it is subject to change in some ways. However, it's going to be very tough if the administration ever does challenge it, especially with the Supreme Court, to get around the idea of enumerating persons as opposed to citizens versus non-citizens.
And something else that also happened by way of the court was the Trump administration was blocked by a court on their plan to deny bail to jailed asylum seekers. Again, something that they may appeal because these court decisions are coming from judges that have actually been shot by the Democrats. That's what they do.
Right. Well, exactly. Exactly. And so, again, the headwinds that President Trump and the Trump administration experience, are actually, in many ways, going to help lay the foundation for his 2020 campaign, because he will be able to say once again, look, we need to appoint more conservative judges, we need to have control of the House, we need to be able to attack these kinds of issues head on and actually get something done. Otherwise, every time I say anything or do anything, they are going to judge shot.
And that little weasel, Jerry Nadler, we talked about this briefly yesterday, but that little weasel, Jerry Nadler, and his House committee have sued the IRS and the Treasury, I believe the Treasury Department, jointly, to get President Trump's tax returns. I still don't think they can do that.
Well, see, well, that's the thing. The old adage is anybody can sue anybody for anything, and of course it would run through the courts. But the thing is, again, it is seen for exactly what it is. These are political stunts. These are, not things that Jerry Nadler should be doing, in the sense of if they were simply trying to go about doing their own congressional work. In fact, I heard someone ask the question the other day. I was so happy to hear this in mainstream media, and that is, what else isn't the Congress doing while they're totally fixated on getting Trump? And this is part and parcel of that. Because, of course, as you know, Captain, Trump's tax returns are going to show, I don't know, Russian collusion, all kinds of other things. Because, we always put that stuff in our tax returns.
Well, I got a better question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anywhere in print a law that says a candidate must show their tax returns?
No. It has been traditional, but you are seeing that some states are trying to do this. In other words,
like California?
Right, yeah. You can't wants be
to
on
keep
the ballot.
President, you want to keep the president off the ballot?
Well, sure, exactly. Mm-hmm. And again, it's seen for what it is. It's a political stunt, something being...
By the way, that's going to get challenged and it's going to get knocked down.
Well, and it should be. There is, I mean, typically candidates have done this kind of disclosure so that they can say, look, I'm being completely transparent, this kind of thing. But, arguably, we haven't really had a candidate like Trump in the modern era, because typically the politicians are not, you know, real estate tycoon billionaires like Donald Trump. And the only reason they're looking to get into his tax returns is so they can find something, anything, even something that's not illegal or bad or wrong, but something they can spend.
Or they can say, hey, look, he didn't make any money for 8 years in a row. Look, look, he doesn't know how to run a company. Look, look. Well, any businessman knows, and this is kind of business 101, you don't necessarily try to make a profit every year. Maybe you make a profit every third year or fourth year or every other year or every seventh year or every eighth year, just enough to where you stay in business. That's the way business is done.
Well, right. And also, you know, to many ways, Captain, I think it actually backfires on the Democrats.
Sure.
Because it shows that President Trump, like other business people in this country, sometimes you go through some lean times, things aren't going the way how you planned, but you keep going and you bounce back, and that actually connects Trump to the working people and business, small business owners in this country much more than the Democrats could ever hope to be.
Right. Now, the other thing is, while we're talking about business and whatnot, the Mexican president has praised President Trump for his comments about the tariffs, and Mexico right now is doing a better job, much better job, of trying to hold back the illegals that are coming into their country. They just threw another, I believe it was another 5,000 or 10,000 troops on top of this 5,000 or 7,000 they put down there on their southern border with Guatemala to stop those big caravans from coming in.
Well, right. And again, it's because President Trump recognizes that the United States actually does have a great deal of power in these kinds of situations. And I don't mean that power to lord over other people or this kind of thing in a bad sense, but in other words, you don't want to ruin any relationship that you have with the United States. And this border issue, this immigration issue, is so all-encompassing that the president decided that, well, I'm going to threaten these tariffs, and it's not an idle threat, and he's getting some results. And that doesn't mean that it worsens the relationship between the United States and Mexico. In many ways, it actually will improve it, because as the immigration issue improves, with help from the Mexican government as much as it can, given all the circumstances it's dealing with cartels and so forth, the better off we will be moving forward. And that's a much better relationship to have than just the continual crisis at the border.
And what is the major problem with the border situation? What's creating that down there?
Well, number one, I think you've got people coming, getting the signals that just come to this country and things will be free.
Well, let me help you out. It's our immigration laws that need to be changed, especially the law on asylum, where they all know all they got to do is show up here, and if they have show up with a kid, their chances are much better of staying in this country, and they're being told that, you know, they'll show up for court, they'll be given a court date, and they never have to come back.
Well, right. Exactly.
They're being told that.
Right, because those are the signals that are being sent, essentially. And then you've got an entire political party, major political party in this nation, that is happy to give those signals out and to support those signals and to make it such that, hey, look, come over here. It's all a big party.
Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. We're going to celebrate our way out to the break here. So, Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind. Come on now.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The 2020 census will now be printed without a question about citizenship. It was just last week when the Supreme Court ruled the question was being sought under a false pretext. Opponents of the question had argued that its inclusion would lead to the undercounting of certain demographic groups. ACLU attorney Sarah Brennan.
We are very pleased. And we feel like in light of the Supreme Court decision last week that this was the only way that the federal government could move forward.
Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher has been found not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq. He was also charged with shooting random civilians while on his watch. The San Diego military jury did find him guilty on one count, posing with a corpse. Gallagher was sentenced to 4 months behind bars, but was credited with 201 days already served while he awaited trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, for over 75 years, Geico's been saving people money on their car and their truck insurance. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including your humble host. And I will tell you that they not only will cover your car or your truck, they'll cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. And, oh, by the way, for all you up there in snow country, they'll insure your snowmobiles. Now, you can find out about Geico two ways. Number one, you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and you can go over there and find out what a proposal would be for you that would wind up saving you money, I'm sure, on your insurance, number one. Or, number two, you can go to the phone book and look them up under insurance and look up and see who your local Geico insurance agent is. Either way, you get the answer to the question, and away you go. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Geico Insurance. Tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
I saw yesterday a photograph that was sent to me, the price of gasoline at the pump in California with your big, high, new gas tax that went in. What is the local price near you? You're in the Los Angeles area, so what is the local price near you?
Well, yeah, I'm a little south of L.A., but I actually bought gas today, and it was $3.95 for the 87 octane for the lower amount.
Well, you got a deal, because in Northern California, just outside San Francisco, it was $4.57 a gallon for the local gasoline, and that was because of not only the state tax, it was because of the city tax, the county tax, and the federal tax.
Yeah, I don't doubt it up in the Bay Area. But that's right. It is really getting out of control. And we saw gas on the 360s about a week ago or so in the area. But that's right. I mean, it really does affect the way you think, because you think, well, it's going to cost a lot more to fill up my tank, so maybe I won't make that other purchase, I won't go out to dinner, this kind of thing. It is, and of course this is a direct result of an actual tax, but it is an extra tax on the people, and it makes you feel like, well, you know, the economy is, or, you know, I'm not going to spend as much.
You're right. And I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics who's out in California, has to put up with the likes of Nancy Pelosi and, Dianne Feinstein and that governor you've got out there who's very proud about the way he's running things in California because they're doing such a bang-up job. And, oh, by the way, let's see, not only did they give illegals the right to vote out there in state elections, so they say, but they can't vote in federal elections. Don't worry about that. Really? I am worried about that.
Well,
because I think they voted in 2016, about 3 or 4 million of them.
Yeah, and quite honestly, who's checking? I mean, that's
right.
That's the thing.
You got the fox in the hen house.
That's right. That's exactly right, because it's the pervasive political agenda here in the state of California. And you know, Captain, you know, there are a lot of people in California who embrace conservative values. They don't want California to
outside the cities. You betcha.
Outside the cities, exactly. And it is just really, it's a heartbreaking thing, because they don't want to give up their state, but at the same time, you have Gavin Newsom, the new governor, of course, just pleased as punch that they're going to provide ongoing health care, not emergency health care, which everybody...
Now, there's a movement afoot. I read it somewhere yesterday in one of the stories coming out of California. There's a recall election they're trying to put together to get rid of the mayor of Los Angeles, who has helped create an environment for disease and foul conditions and trash on the streets and all that stuff. There's an element there, and they've almost got enough signatures to do it. So how's that working out?
Well, yes, I have heard about this, and because literally, if Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to witness actual deplorable conditions,
she can come to Los Angeles.
She can come to L.A.
Or San Francisco.
Or San Francisco,
yeah.
And walk up and down the street. This is completely out of hand, and yes, there is a movement afoot to try to do something, because the local mayor doesn't want to do anything.
But it is not that way in San Jose, California, because you have a totally different environment down there. That's a military city, and they keep things clean down there.
Well, right, and again, I mean...
But nobody's talking about it.
Well, of course, because it doesn't fit the narrative, basically. But you have to be able to manage things. You have to be able to take appropriate action. And when you're in a complete paralysis because of the political prevailing winds, then it just gets completely out of control. We're talking disease. We're talking needles. We're talking just the most terrible conditions you can think of for human beings. Tens of thousands of people sleep outside at night in California.
Okay, speaking of sleeping outside, what happened yesterday, and I'm not sure exactly when this took place, but we got news out of Moscow that 14 Russian sailors were killed in a fire aboard a nuclear-powered submarine.
That's right. It's some kind of deep-sea research submersible. And we don't know if it was submerged at the time, according to some of these initial reports. We do understand that at least 14 sailors were killed, from what we understand. But this is a very, very sad story, completely. But we'll hopefully get more information on it. But President Putin of Russia, of course, got together with his own defense minister to try to find out more about it, of course.
Now, I was rather surprised to hear about this dollar figure that popped out, but the Trump campaign announced $105 million was raised during the second quarter of this year to go along with, I think it's $50 million or thereabouts that was raised in the first quarter, which gives them a lot of money on hand, more so than what the Democrats have, based on the numbers I've seen, even if you total all the Democrats up. This is phenomenal.
Well, right, and a lot of times, you know, as we watch polls, but we also watch money, and this is part of the idea of watching what's happening with the Democrat hopefuls, but where they're concerned, of course, is almost paling in comparison to what President Trump is able to do right at this moment, and certainly as we go through the next year leading up to the election, the economy continues to be good, unemployment, especially for minorities, is very, very low. I mean, everybody seems to be doing better, and this rising tide is lifting all the boats. President Trump can capitalize on that, and I think he'll continue to see a lot of support, campaign support for that.
Now, we talked about a lot of lying going on down on the border with AOC and her cronies that were down there yesterday and the day before, and there certainly has been. And here's another one. Cory Booker has come out and said that if he's elected president, a President Cory Booker will change the immigration policy on the border simply by executive orders. Really?
Yeah, and you know what the
really?
Funny thing is? Yeah, but the funny thing is, Captain, nobody in the press really ever says, why would you do that? You know,
well, how is it he thinks he can do it?
Well, because, well, a lot of times I think people in this position, they'll say things because they believe it'll play well with.
But he can't do it.
Well, of course.
Immigration policy is not set by the President of the United States. It is set by the Congress of the United States. And in order to change the policy, it has to go through Congress.
Well, exactly right.
Which is why amnesty's got to be changed.
Right. Well, but of course, this is the whole thing behind DACA and this kind of thing. Can the president, President Obama, create these new policies on the fly? But I think Cory Booker, for number one, he's trying to be relevant. He's trying to say something that will continue to try to help his sort of flagging campaign.
Right.
And so he'll say these kinds of things. And I don't think he really gives a darn if it's something that he could actually do as president or not, because he's just trying to generate some kind of reaction.
Well, he's trying to compete with Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris, who are now closing in on Joe Biden. I believe Biden's up by 5 points over Harris, and I think Warren is number three in the mix. And I think right now, if I were a gambling man, I would say that you might see two women on the Democratic side running in a joint ticket against whoever Donald Trump would have. And I'm assuming he'll have Vice President Mike Pence as his running mate again. But I believe that's what you might see.
Well, you know, you're right. If you're a betting person right now and you were trying to read the tea leaves and project into the future, that wouldn't be a bad bet to make. Simply because of the way that the DNC and the Democrat Party elite will want to frame this election. And here's the thing. A lot of Americans would say, there are two women on the ticket, so what? But what do they want? What do they stand for?
All righty. Quick, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and I'll talk to you tonight. Thanks.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, a little Proud Mary, taking us to the top of the hour. I'll be right back with more. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. Meanwhile, we're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Byway Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
I went out with Jeff.
Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on a Bayou, to get you started here this morning out there and get the old blood rushing a little bit. And you truckers that are out there, I hope you're having a great day wherever you're at. Now, some of you are at home. I know Catwoman and Road Dog are at home. Trucker Mark is at home in Arkansas. However, that big old suicide jockey, Thomas, is out there delivering the gasoline around the area. And, Thomas, you be careful out there. Now, the price of gasoline did go up a little bit here this week. Of course, it's a holiday, and you know what that means. And they usually jack the price up, and they did. They raised it up about 20 cents a gallon. Oil has not gone up that much to justify that increase in price, but we can't seem to get anything done about that when they jack it up, and we know we're getting screwed, blued, and tattooed. And all I can tell you is that you're kind of a captive audience when it comes to gasoline. I mean, I wish we could do something, but apparently the legislators don't want to do anything about it, and nobody else does either. So they jack it up as high as they think they can get it, and then they lower it down to the next level that they want it to be at, and they do that all the time. Well, Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, it's not your daddy's truck stop anymore. They've changed, and they're all for the better. Now, high pressure continues to produce well above record temperatures in some areas of the country. Down here in the southeastern part of the United States, it is hot. And it is really hot in some areas, more so than others. Now, right where I'm at here in southwestern Florida and central Florida today, we will have heat index temperatures approaching 107 to 110 degrees. That's heat index temperatures. Actual temperature outside will be in the middle to upper 90s. It'll also be hotter than that up in the northeastern part of Florida, the southern part of Georgia, going up into South Carolina and Georgia, as well as over into Alabama and Mississippi. I like to say that, Mississippi, because that's what they say when you go there. It's not Mississippi, it's Mississippi. And I love those people over there. Got a lot of friends over there. But anyway, it's going to be just hotter than a firecracker, believe me when I tell you, in a lot of places. So, hot and dry conditions are also fueling the active fire conditions, including dense smoke enacting portions of out west, where they've had some fires due to lightning strikes, what you call dry lightning, and fire weather threats are continuing in the elevated areas of the desert southwest. Also, strong to severe thunderstorms in the North Plains have been producing some damaging straight-line winds, some hail and heavy rain, and it also has been causing some flash flooding. Now, again, North Dakota, South Dakota, northeastern part of Wyoming, southeastern part of Montana has been seeing some pretty good-sized storms moving around in the areas there, producing some flash flooding and some streams over the banks, as well as some areas where they've had some power lines taken down and that sort of thing. Now, as it stands right now, you still have some areas out there that oh, boy. Okay. Good morning, Sue. How are you? She says, that means it's pool time. Yep. Hopping at 95-degree weather, temperature water out there. There you go. Take a bar of soap with you, too. Throw the dog in the pool. There you go. But anyway, taking a look at the weather, again, North Dakota, South Dakota, northeastern Wyoming, southeastern Montana, you're definitely going to have some situations there. You also, in the state of Iowa, central Iowa, could have some storms moving across there. Also in southeastern Nebraska and Kansas, it's possible today that there could be some storms developing in that area. But pretty much I-10 today, west going across into California IA. You're looking good all the way out there to Los Angeles. And I-8 out of the Phoenix area over into San Diego, looking good that way. I-20, I don't see anything to bother you. I-30, looking good. I-40, looking good there tonight, too. Might be a little bit of fog over in the North Carolina side right now, but nothing to really worry about. I-64, looking good. I-70, looking good. I-80, you're looking good there for the most part. And I-90 and I-94, until you get out west,
into North and South Dakota, where 90 goes one way, 94 goes another, you really won't have much of anything to worry about. And got clear sailing all the way over to the west. So, hot, dry weather in a lot of areas, and some of that hot weather in the south could bring some rain, because what we could be looking at in some of the areas down here where the temperatures are going to go through the roof is we could have a chance of thunderstorms and showers, scattered showers, 40% today across parts of Florida. And then on Independence Day, we could have a 50% chance of showers scattered across the country, predominantly after 2 p.m. in the heat of the day when things like to develop. And then, of course, Thursday night when everybody wants to go see fireworks, it's possible, again, a 40% chance across the state of Florida for showers. So that means about 40% of Florida will see some rain. And that pretty much prognosticates up through a lot of the different areas here in the southeastern part of the United States. So keep all of that in mind when you're out doing whatever you're doing. And please, ladies and gentlemen, when you're using fireworks, supervise your kids. Don't just let them run around out there. You might think the sparklers are neat and pretty and funny and all that stuff. Kids will get burned on sparklers. And if you've got dry grass or dry things around you and they just happen to take a sparkler and let it burn down and then just throw it somewhere, you can wind up starting yourself a pretty good fire. I've seen it happen in my years in the fire department. And believe it or not, a cherry bomb can blow the fingers right off your hand. If you're playing a game with a cherry bomb, you know, like you used to play chicken, some of these guys, let it get down to the end and then throw the thing so it would explode in the air or whatnot. Don't be stupid. You could lose your fingers. You could lose your fingers. And if you throw it at somebody, guess what? They could lose their fingers or toes or get seriously burned. So be careful with the fireworks. Be very careful. And don't just start firing them off into somebody's yard because, well, hey, Mr. Stanley over there, he's not home and he won't care. You could set somebody's house on fire. And I've been involved in situations like that before, too, on the 4th of July, where fireworks come down on somebody's roof and they explode. And the next thing you know, you got a house fire. So be careful. Be careful. And if you can't be careful, then maybe you shouldn't have had the fireworks to begin with. You think? All right. Well, coming up after the top of the hour news, we've got Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. She's all enthralled this week in talking about the 4th of July. She's got a lot of information about that and about how the United States of America became the United States of America, because I got no problem. And, oh, by the way, over here in the corner, I've got my 13-star Betsy Ross flag up on the wall. Proud to look at it. Proud to have it in this studio. And anybody that thinks that's a racist flag, you need to go back to wherever the hell it was you came from to begin with. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.